Football officials and community organizers launched the Football for Hope tournament in Alexandra, an impoverished township riven by violence and crime. The two-week-long tournament, to be held toward the end of this year's World Cup, will bring together more than 200 underprivileged young people from 40 nations.
Can I have your pen, please?
Football's governing body, FIFA, is sponsoring the event. Head of Corporate Responsibility, Federico Adieki, said this is a way to give something back.
Well, football has a responsibility, and this responsibility is linked to its popularity. It's linked to the fact that it generates many resources, financial resources, and this popularity of the game and brings a responsibility to those who are involved in the game, and in first place to FIFA as the world governing body of football.
Team Alexandra's 8 boys and girls are young community leaders who have overcome many personal challenges. Football for Hope works with 82 organizations in 50 countries that use football to promote HIV/AIDS awareness, conflict resolution, children's rights, anti-discrimination, and environmental issues.
Give me a Coca-Cola kilo!
The head of South Africa's organizing committee, Danny Yordan, says Football for Hope is another World Cup, a competition just as important as the matches starring world-class national teams because it focuses on hope for change and opportunity and young players' aspirations.
And you listen to their stories and their determination not to look at where they come from, but to pursue always where they're going to.
18-year-old Selo Mahlangu is a local volunteer who lives with his mother and 3 siblings in Alexandra.
It's helping the community because in this community, many children come from disadvantaged families. So some of them, they get bad influence and they commit crime. So I think this organization, this program, is there for them to protect them and guide them.
18-year-old Catherine Skosana says football has kept her off the streets.
It's amazing grace to me. It's like I was out there in the dark and then someone came and pulled me out. So I'm very happy and excited at the same time.
Today's ceremony climaxes with a match between Team Alexandra and former South African football stars from the neighborhood. World Cup mascot Zakumi is a big hit. Conflict resolution is a major theme here. The team coming from Israel includes both Israeli and Palestinian kids. Players from the war-torn nations of the former Yugoslavia make up another team. The side from Cambodia includes landmine victims, and those from Britain and the United States include homeless youths. There will be no referees because the players themselves will resolve any disputes. FIFA plans to launch 20 such centers this year, a legacy of the excitement and goodwill created by Africa's first World Cup. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Alexandra, Johannesburg.